Day one of our Reading Festival coverage, and we're chatting to our first band of the day, and we've got Luke from Don Broco. Hey, Dan.
I'm good.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you, good to see you. Now, it's your first time at Reading, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. We've played Download a couple of times now, and Sonosphere as well. Those are the big ones we've done, and it's always been kind of a dream to get to Reading and Leeds. When you're younger, we came here. This was the festival we came to when we were younger, and a few years ago, we were like, going to be on that stage one day, and we're working our way up to the main stage, but the BBC introducing stage today, and it's going to be wicked.
And it's happening now, isn't it? It's really real. You're on in a few hours' time.
Yeah, like we're on main support as well, so it's so nice to be asked in the first place, like to come along and play, but then also to be main support is wicked. It obviously shows that I think a lot of us, so it's pretty good.
No, good. Someone obviously likes you, which is great. Now, tell us a little bit about the band. How did you all get together?
We formed a while ago, but then we all went off, did different things, and then a few years ago we got back together, same kind of path, and we're like, let's start a band again.
You've known each other a long time then?
Yeah, we've known each other for like maybe 10 or so years, but it's only in the last few years we started Don Broco, and we've taken ourselves forward and wrote a bunch of new songs, got on the road properly, bought a van, did all the, you know, the band thing, starting out, got the merch, first time we're doing all that. We're about 3 years into it now, and we've got this far, and it's really good.
Yeah, who would you be if you weren't Don Broco? Which band would you want to be?
Oh, this is because I'm on my own. I get to say Nickelback. The boys never let me say it, but
they had one good song that I really liked, and it did kind of lower the average after that.
People only know their bad songs. The singles not so great, but the album tracks, where it's at.
I'll admit, I've seen them live, but, I can pretend to be another presenter as well, so...
I just think me and Chad Kroger are made to be best mates, so it'll happen one day.
Okay, is there anybody here, other than Nickelback, who aren't here, that you're hoping to see live in the next few hours? Going to try and catch anyone?
Well, unfortunately, we just missed Newfound Glory. They would have been great to see. Today, Bring Me the Horizon on later on, we'll go catch them. And we're also going to see White Lies, I think, try to get over there. We clash with 30 Seconds to Mars, so we'll be competing for the crowd with them, but it'll be fine.
And then you're back at Leeds tomorrow, and then you can watch the bands all over again.
Yeah, Leeds tomorrow, and then we'll stay in Leeds, have a bit of a night on it, because we've got to travel up there today and everything, and then stay there Sunday and watch all the bands on Sunday as well.
Yeah, so a bit more relaxed tomorrow then.
And it'll be really good just to like relax and enjoy a day of the festival without having to worry about playing the next show, so...
Yeah. You've had a busy year this year, done a lot of gigging and touring. Have you had a chance to get much studio time in, writing and recording?
Yeah, we're getting in the studio at the moment, writing and recording stuff for our debut album. We released our first EP back in February, Big Fat Smile, which received good reviews. So we're like, right, let's get back on the studio while we're on a hot streak. Let's keep that creative juice flowing. And that should take us up to the end of the year, until we're happy with it, probably. And then back next year, we'll be hitting the road again, getting out in the van.
Yeah, that's great. So you've got a lot coming up over the next year, and hopefully after that, album out, and then more tours, and then more writing, and improve the bigger stages and bigger stages.
Yeah, definitely. This time next year, you'll be seeing us on the bill with Nickelback, so it'll be sweet.
It could happen. There's a band here on the main stage this weekend who I saw on the BBC Introducing 3 years ago, Festival Republic 2 years ago, and the NME Tent last year.
Ah, nice. Worked their way up, yeah.
So it could happen, and I've interviewed them every year as well, and they've got drunker and drunker each time I've talked to them.
Which band's that?
Joy Formidable.
Ah, yeah. No, I hope to see them, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a career progression. It's definitely worth following.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, Luke, we're going to let you go and see if you can get a chance to catch some of the bands, and thanks for having a chat, and good luck tonight.
No, thank you very much. Take care.